Good morning and welcome. My presentation is a synopsis of local boards of health, findings from the 2011 National Profile of Local Boards of Health. This is a survey that our organization conducted back in 2000. Okay. Okay, I'm a little technical difficulty with the slide.
Yeah, I'll go get some.
I'll go grab somebody.
Well, the funny part was we accidentally turned on early and couldn't realize it started recording and turned to 20. And it restarted at 9. Well, anyway, we're waiting for technical. I suppose I can give a little bit of background.
It looks like it's going to work on this one. So I use these ones.
Yeah, I'll look into that after, yeah.
Or okay, those are going to work.
Yeah. This was working. Steps forward, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something's wrong with the key there, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll start again. Thank you for your patience. Okay.
Other one.
Okay, there it goes. All right. This is just our faculty disclosure slide. Showing that we have no significant financial relationships. And then today, the educational need and practice gap that we're going to talk about is really related to learning a little bit about boards of health. And as I mentioned, this synopsis report is about a survey that was conducted back in 2011. I've been with NABL for almost a year. My anniversary is coming up on November 3rd. I did not have the privilege of actually working on the survey, but I was able to, when I joined the organization, be able to put together the synopsis report and to be able to look at the data and you know, develop this presentation for you. So in beginning, when you look at boards of health, and this really gets to part of why we conducted the survey, was that they're rooted in democracy with a 200-year history. There are currently 20,000 individuals serving as Board of Health members across the country. They play a critical role in the public health system. However, they're often overlooked and undervalued as study subjects. So NALBO aimed to fill that research gap and provide a nationally representative data set about local boards of health. And we also conduct this survey and also encourage other studies to inform best models for effective governance. Our objectives were to recognize the most common structure of local boards of health, identify their chief responsibilities, and to describe their leading educational needs. What we expected through the survey was a better understanding of the structure, functions, and educational needs of local boards of health, and how further research can identify best models for effective and efficient public health governance. So what is the local board of health? Is defined as a legally designated body whose role is to protect and promote the health of its community. Most provide oversight to the public health agency and foster activities such as community health assessment, assurance, and policy development. So NALBO joined with collaborative partners, including NACHO and ASTO, who also were conducting profile surveys. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funded the Data Harmonization Project, and it was centered at the University of Kentucky, and we also had CDC as a partner. These partners came together because what we were trying to do was, since there were three surveys being fielded, we wanted to find out where the commonalities were and how we could blend those surveys together. So we started the project, and that is as we conducted our survey in 2011. The project still goes on. NALBO is still a current member of the Data Harmonization Project. However, because our audience is different than both NACHO and ASTO's audience, we're not currently getting ready to field another survey yet. We're going to wait a little while longer since Board of Health members are primarily volunteers, where the other two audiences are paid professionals. So they're actually surveying more frequently than we are, but we're certainly still involved with the process and having an opportunity to look at their questions and also be able to, as we're thinking in terms of our next profile survey, to make sure that we're up to speed on what's happening so that we can blend the surveys as best we can to get the best data from them. So as part of the process of data harmonization, as it says, you know, we use parallel protocols. We all had profiles. All the three profile studies had advisory committees that were basically structured the same. We all did similar pilot testing. And the originally were, again, this survey was conducted in the same time frame between 2010 and 2011. And there will be an integrated data set available through ICPSR at the University of Michigan. And then also we do use a common data use agreement, which was one that we developed with the help of our partner CDC. Now, our profile survey itself was conducted from January to April in 2011, and our target was the local Board of Health chairpersons or presidents. We had a study population of 2,420, and there were two methods. They could either fill it out online or they could fill out a hard copy and mail it back. We had an overall response rate of 39%, and from this we had generated a random sample of 353, hence why we call it a synopsis, and we allow it to be a representative sample of local boards of health because we used a randomized sample method. Results of the survey include the most common structure for boards of health we found was a number of 5 members. They generally tend to be appointed. And their years of service for their chair or president was about 10 years. And most of them meet monthly. And generally, they serve a geographic area of a county. Again, this is the most common structure we found from the representative sample. Looking at the responsibilities that the boards have authority to perform, these were the top 10. As you can see, they're fairly high percentages in the top 10. And many of them involve reviewing or recommending health regulations and policies. And also you see proposing regulations, and then a couple of the other high authority that they perform relate to health departments. For example, collaborating with the health department for a strategic plan and collaborating with the health department to establish priorities. We broke down some of the data. For example, we looked at the top fiscal responsibilities, and again, it is interesting as it relates to the authority to perform, is that you also see that recommending a health department budget or approving the budget come in as the top two fiscal responsibilities that they reported. Of course, other important roles including identifying sources of funding, receiving fees, and approving grant applications. So there are many fiscal responsibilities that these boards reported having. We also were interested to find out, because our organization wants to support boards of health and educating them and training them, so what were the most, what were their top training methods that they were currently using? And we found that the vast majority of them, 63.6%, have their training during their regular meetings, with other high ones coming in as presentations that they attend or having a written procedures manual. Computer-based methods did come up in the training methods, but much lower percentages. So then we asked them, what are your top training needs? And this list is very interesting because I think you'll see on here there's a number of hot topics, if you will, right now that certainly board members are aware of and interested in. First of all, they're interested in conducting a Board of Health self-evaluation. That's their top priority. They're also interested in advocating, establishing health priorities. And you also see learning about public health laws as one of their top priorities. And seeking agency accreditation. With the whole voluntary accreditation process, board members are certainly also interested in that. And then learning quality improvement, which we'll be talking about in a little bit, comes within the top 10. And then conducting a board member orientation, which a lot of that gets back to their interest in training and training needs. The top 10 public health topics. Now the topics themselves, public health law comes in at number 1, and seeking agency accreditation number 2, and then learning about quality improvement number 3. Again, a lot of the topics right now that seem to be hot topics across the public health sector are also very important to boards. They really want to know about it, they want to be part of it, they want to learn it, and they want to be able to support their health agencies in it. So using the profile results, Well, Nalbo conducted this obviously because he wanted to learn more about local boards of health and their structure and their function. So now, how are we using the results? Well, first of all, we've used them to guide our internal strategic planning process and to help us provide a better understanding of the functions and needs, and also to drive our educational programming. And one of the programs we're in process of developing and are just now beginning to launch is the Engage, Empower, Excel, Developing Effective Boards of Health. And this particular program, we're considering a board development program, and we, among it, some of the topics that you've seen, we're very interested in addressing their needs around accreditation and community health assessment, and quality improvement, public health law. And we are actually just recently received some funding from CDC to help us launch the accreditation component of this program, and we're in the process of developing some short training modules which they will be able to use at their regular meetings, which was their top training method. And in addition, we have a number of resource materials that will be backing it up. We found fact sheets to be very popular, and of course then they will have links to other resources we'll compile for them. Obviously with accreditation we have links to FAB, and there's some other tools that have been developed by some of our partners. NATO has some tools out there. So we're, as part of our process, we are beginning to consolidate those materials and are in process of launching that program, which is one of the topic areas in our overall strategy to help develop effective boards of health by really giving them the basic information and tools they need to be better educated and trained. And it all relates to the topics that they've shown us interest in, and we're also guiding on some of the training methods that they have said that they're most likely to use. So what's next for NALBO? Certainly we think future research is important. As we said, this has been a population that has not received a lot of research in the past, and we have a couple questions that have come in our mind through the survey. One was, how does board diversity impact their responsibility and needs? Because certainly there are a lot of diversity across the country. I know we've had some people come speak to us about county commissioner models. We have volunteer board of health models. We have advisory board models. So how does that diversity really impact what they're doing? And how does board effectiveness influence health outcomes? Because ultimately, that is, I say, where the rubber meets the road. We're always interested in knowing about, ultimately, if the boards can perform, the better they perform, then hopefully the better influence they're going to have on really being able to affect the health outcomes in their communities. And a lot of the topics that the boards are interested in, including their own self-evaluation, quality improvement, accreditation, as they go through the community health assessment process and planning, strategic planning process, hopefully they, through this kind of process, they're not only be able to identify the needs in their community, but also be a very important part of helping their local health agency address those needs and therefore be able to affect health outcome. As I mentioned, we will conduct a future profile. Again, probably 3 to 5 years our target at this point. We will continue to be involved with the data harmonization project. And one of the things that we're planning on doing in addition to the profile larger survey that we did last time was actually doing some targeted research. And a couple things that we're looking at right now is potentially looking at working with some smaller group of boards, but on some specific topics. We're very interested in looking at health disparities, and this is a project that we are internally developing right now, and we hope to be able to do some target research on that hopefully within the next year. So at this point, I'd like to say thank you very much, and NALBO strives to strengthen good governance where public health begins at the local level, and I will now turn it over to Marty, and then we'll both take questions at the end.